If your energy level and health are not where they should be, tune into Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Our program will showcase experts from the field of energy medicine. And most importantly, we'll show you how to repattern and optimize your energy flow for optimal health and wellness. Now, here is Dr. Ann Deatley.
Hi, you have tuned in to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley, the Radiant Energy Doctor. Energy medicine is a method of working with the body's energy systems to help create balance for optimal health and wellness. Remember, everything is energy, and energy is everywhere. Energies control how you feel, what you think, and how you live. Energy is all there is. The topic today is the energy of numbers. Your life purpose is to be happy and live radiantly. There is healing power in love and compassion in numerology. 2013 is the universal year of six, which is all about love. Six signifies love, balance, and relationships. So we're going to focus on love in six energy. But it's not only about loving our others. You need to love yourself first. Loving yourself facilitates more love coming into your life. Actually, everything in life is a direct mirror to loving yourself. Six energy teaches you how to balance your life, including the energy of giving and receiving, so you can open up your channels for more love and abundance. The energy of six is also about relationship. Understanding the power of six invites you to not just dream about the life you want, but to create it. You can align with your soul's purpose and clear all limiting beliefs to truly love yourself and your life from the inside out. Learn how to harness the powerful energy of this year so you can live more radiantly in 2013. I am very blessed to be able to introduce you to our guest tonight. Her name is Carrie Samuels, and she's an intuitive counselor and happiness coach. Carrie also offers a variety of energy healing techniques such as Reiki, angel therapy, and theta healing. With these powerful modalities, Carrie helps clients identify and release limiting emotions and beliefs to restore harmony to truly thrive. Carrie is a highly sought-after numerologist. Using the letters of your name and the numbers in your birth date, she can tune into your past, present, and future, decipher your destiny, and guide you on your path toward happiness like a human GPS. She has helped countless people attain fulfillment in their careers and relationships by guiding them to love themselves. She is known to fuse entertainment with enlightenment, wit with wisdom, and psychic with sassy. In addition to using her own abilities, Carrie has taught hundreds of people around the world how to access their intuition. It is her joy to help others manifest their divine potential. To learn more about what Carrie does and what Carrie's all about, visit http://www.carriesamuels.com, and that's K-A-R-I-S-A-M-U-E-L-S.com. Welcome, Carrie.
Hi, Anne. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, well, we are so lucky that you have the time to talk to us about all that you do. It's amazing all the different things you do.
I think it's amazing what everybody does.
So let's talk about how you got to be a happiness coach.
Well, it's more like how I got to call myself a happiness coach, because I was trying to describe what I do to everybody and their eyes would glaze over. And then I'd say, basically, I help people become happy, and then they'd get it. So it's more for simplicity, but that is my nature. My personality is very kind of upbeat and sunny. And I've always been that kind of person who sees the good in people in the world, that kind of thing. So basically what I do as a psychic and a numerologist is I help people find their soul's purpose, their life purpose. And as an energy healer, I help people clear away the blocks that are limiting them from fulfilling their purpose. And then when you add those together, you naturally become happy because you're in alignment with your purpose. You're living joyously, abundantly, freely, doing what you're meant to do. You're lining up with your life. And so naturally you are happy as a result. So it's a combination of those things that led me to call myself a happiness coach, because it was the easiest way to understand what it is I actually do. I think people resonate with just being happy. They don't always know what they need, but they know they want to be there.
Right, exactly. So how did you, you've said you've always sort of been a happiness coach, probably even when you were a child, just because of your personality. You were probably infectious and people were drawn to you because of the energy that you were putting out, the positive energy.
I'm not sure though. I mean, I was and I wasn't, like, because I had a lot of joy and charisma and enthusiasm, and I also had a lot of karma that I needed to work out. I think I was a little bit annoying at times because I was trying to give advice before I knew what I was talking about.
No, that's interesting. So tell us a little bit about your personal story.
Well, here's the thing, and you know, I grew up, most psychics, like, they knew they were psychic growing up, and then they repressed it. They saw the dead people and the angels at their bed and blah, blah, blah. I really wasn't like that. For me, it was more, I would sit and think about past lives. And I learned how to play piano at the same time that I learned math. And I remember thinking, oh, I remember learning this. Like, it was just a very kind of, it was more the way I thought, in terms of past lives. And I used to think about, like, oh, why do babies not speak? Is because they remember all their secrets of being with God before they were born. Like, I used to, like, what 8-year-old, you know, actually now 8-year-olds do think like that. So it was more like I wasn't necessarily tuned into being psychic so much as I was tuned into, metaphysics. Not just the afterlife, but pre-life. Like, and as a psychic, that's actually my specialty, is pre-birth agreements. Like, not so much Akashic readings where we open up and talk to the records and say, okay, what's going on in the records now? It's more like, what did you sign up for before you were born? Why do you have certain lessons now? Why did you choose your parents? And this is the stuff that I do with numerology, as well as working with some guides. But pretty much, I think I was talking to my guides and my guides were talking to me from a very early age about this. And I remember having dreams that I was reading from these big ancient books, which some were the Akashic records, but I think a lot too, where they were tutoring me. At least that was my belief when I was younger, that, like my helpers on the other side are tutoring me about my life. And so it was just kind of the way I thought, and I never stopped thinking like that. And so it, you know, my journey as a psychic was, as most people's journey, a little bit difficult, because I'm super sensitive and I'm still super sensitive. And I grew up in the Bronx, which is not really like the super sensitivist environment. You know, when people meet me, they think, oh, you must have grown up in like the heartland of Iowa. I'm like, not really. Or
that's the Bronx, New York.
It was, you know, it wasn't like the nice part. It was just so, I grew up pretty working class. My parents are very educated. My family's extremely educated. It's just, you know, I didn't grow up in an environment that was like yoginis and hippies. It wasn't really. I was the only one thinking like this around, you know?
Yeah, and so you didn't really talk about it then.
I probably did, but people were just a little goofball. Like, and so I always felt very different, like most psychics. And so, like what we all do with our intuition is, I learned how to, it's like we're taught to suppress it. We're taught to, not just the stuff about angels and like seeing beyond, but really just basic stuff. Like, you have emotion, but then your mind tells you you're wrong. It's just that thing. And so I was very neurotic. I was really, 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 really monkey mind neurotic, and always felt really different. And so my journey, happened, like my sacral turn when I was 28, 29, which was a while ago at this point. So at that point, I started getting messages from about people, and it was almost like a sneeze. Like the more you try to hold it back, the more you have to do it. Like it's just, so I would be in a grocery store and I'd just have a message about someone's health or what was going on with their relationships. And it became a little bit one of those things like, well, you have to either channel it or it's going to drive you crazy. So then when I started, I just got a deck of tarot cards and just started playing around with my friends long distancely, mostly, you know, people I hadn't spoken to for a while. I'm like, don't tell me about your life. I want to do a reading on you. And it was really accurate, but it helped me channel my intuition. So it wasn't happening pell mell. And then all these amazing things, like I just felt more balanced and more whole. And it just straightened out my life when I started learning how to channel my intuition. And then I realized like, wow, I've had intuition this whole time. It's just so subtle. You don't even know you're having it. So that's part of why my mission, lot of private readings, but ultimately my purpose and my passion is helping people reclaim their own natural abilities and realize how easy it is and how natural it is. Because really when I do a reading for someone, it's a very similar feeling as like when I'm reading a book, you know, you just get like little feelings, you hear little things, you know, it's a very sort of comfortable feeling. It's not like I see people at the foot of, you know, across from me or it's nothing like that. It's incredibly subtle. I'm mostly claircognizant, which means information just flows through me. So when I started moving that information through me, it was amazing. So, and it totally turned my life around. So that's why I am so very passionate about helping people really just remember what this natural ability is. And when I teach people, I teach people all the time. And really, people in my classes are doing readings for each other within an hour, like really good readings. And they're always amazed. And you know, what I always tell people is like, oh, just make it up. Just make it up. You know, kind of liberates people. Mm-hmm. And they're amazed. And it's really amazing how much intuition you're carrying around with you every day and not realizing. And when I teach very simple exercises, people, it's one of those things like, why didn't I know this before? This would have saved a marriage or this, you know, yeah. Very basic tools that honestly should learn in kindergarten. They're so easy. It's so natural. And yet we're really deprived of this really inherent power that we have. And we're not really deprived. We're taught to avoid it.
And not to trust it.
Yeah. And it's really easy. It's natural. It's like breathing. It's just there.
Wow. So tell us more about this free birth agreement. And like we pick our parents? I don't think a lot of people would agree that they would have picked their parents.
Weird, because you're always like, really? You know, because we choose our bodies, we choose our parents, we choose our circumstances, we choose our gender, we choose our culture, we choose our city. And I know this isn't a new concept. You know, there's a lot of metaphysical people are familiar with this concept, but there's always this reason, this thinking like, really, really, I chose this. But you know, we all have karma. Mm-hmm. And the way I see karma, so karma is basically patterns. They're like energy patterns, you know, just like we have patterns of overeating or smoking or whatever, like addictions. We have thought addictions. We have energy addictions. One of the biggest energy addictions that I have dealt with personally and that most of my clients deal with personally is giving ourselves away, not having enough boundaries. That's an energy addiction.
Wow.
Because if you look at karma is really scales. And if you think of it like you constantly put other people's needs first, you're always on the back burner. You know, what does that do to the scales of reciprocity, of giving and receiving, of balance, the law of balance? You know, it just totally throws it off balance. And so if you have this pattern ingrained in you so much, you're going to choose parents and circumstances when you're young to reinforce these patterns for you so that they become more of an issue, so that have to heal them. If it becomes so uncomfortable that you have to heal it, then you're going to deal with it. And, you know, these patterns are lodged in our subconscious mind. And that's why they're so, the conscious mind, you know, consciously you could say, oh, I want this. I want to be in a soulmate relationship. I want to be healthy. I want to have fun. I want a job where I can thrive. I want my own career. You can say these things and you can give yourself all the affirmations you want. But if you have beliefs in your subconscious that say it's wrong, you're not worthy, you're going to be attacked, you're going to be humiliated, you're going to be ostracized, you know, it's better to stay on the down low. It's better to be invisible. You need to give yourself away in order to serve God. Like all those things.
Mm-hmm.
If they're part of these patterns that you have in a previous life, then you're going to repeat them until they become conscious rather than subconscious so that you have to deal with them. And that's what a lot of people, when they get really sick, they have life revelations. You know, sometimes it takes a crisis in order to change your life.
Yeah, I agree. And sometimes it takes illness or a serious accident to wake people up.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm dealing with a cold right now. I'm a little bit more sultry than I usually sound. And it is because I have overbooked myself. I'm still learning these lessons. And my body is always like, really, Carrie, you want to take some time off? Well, we're going to make you.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's break for a commercial and we'll be right back.
Thanks.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Why do people behave the way they do? The study of human behavior is one of the most interesting facets of life. Human behavior gets played out in a limitless number of ways. Now, there's a radio program that explains the why and the how of what we do. Human Behavior, What a Trip, is hosted by Dr. Jonathan Brower and will include interesting guests as well as call interaction from people like you. Let's have fun with this together. Listen every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you living your vital life? One that is showcasing you at your full potential? There are many issues that stand in the way of most people achieving their full potential. We will discuss these issues and how to overcome them each week on The Vital Life, Awakening Your Full Potential, with host Dr. Carolyn Coger Ross. Living the vital life often requires that we trust our own intuitive voice and that we view illness or life challenges as calls to action to reconnect with the deeper urges of our spirit or soul. Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you're looking for answers and solutions, you don't have to look to expensive treatments, consultations, and methods. All you have to do is listen to your connections. Every week, the Dr. Melanie Show will teach you how to do just that. Dr. Melanie Barton will share her gifts and talents and teach you to do the same. And in doing so, find the solutions to the issues in your life that you truly need. You'll learn about holistic and practical health in six key areas. Discover the Dr. Melanie Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
You are back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley, and we're talking to Carrie Samuels, who is a happiness coach and intuitive counselor. And we're talking about the free birth agreement, and let's talk about that concept in terms of numerology.
Well, it's the free birth agreement, meaning free birth agreement. So how like numerology. You know, it's like astrology can be used in a lot of different ways. And I always see numerology as a sister science to astrology. So numerology, the way I love to use it the most is looking at your chart, the numbers of your birthday, the letters in your name, and how they reveal what energy you've decided to work on in this life, like what energy patterns, because each number has a vibration that has certain, they're like chakras, you know, so each chakras, each chakra has a certain lessons around it. Numbers are the same way. So if you know like something's a third chakra issue, you know it's going to be around power and confidence and that kind of thing. So if someone has a certain number, they have certain ranges of gifts and abilities and needs that are all wrapped up in that number, just like a chakra. You know, there's, it's like, you know, expression is not necessarily a root chakra thing, you know, so there's certain numbers that have to do with different parts of your life. So if you have a different types of numbers in your chart or your name, then you're working on certain lessons, and you'll see those, both the challenges and opportunities in a big range in your life if you have certain numbers in your chart.
Wow. That's so fascinating.
I like it. I'm a little bit obsessed with it.
Okay, so you also use numbers and letters of people's names to help tune into the past, present, or future. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, well, just like astrology, so there's different ways to use it. So you have your letters of your name, which each have a numeric value, but they also have a sacred geometry to them. There's straight lines and curvy lines. There's some that are open. There's some that are closed. There's some that are closed. They're on this. That's all part of your own sacred geometry. And your name is part of it's like your body. It's the energy blueprint that you chose to come into this world in. It shapes the energy for you throughout your life. And whether you change your name, you're still changing your energy, but the name you're born with is like your initial breath. It's the initial container that you're born in. And same thing with your date of birth. It's like you chose a certain vibration of numbers, just like you have a certain birth chart astrologically that reflects your lessons, your gifts, your challenges, your abilities, your relationships. And I like to use astrology and numerology together. That's super double fun. But numerology on its own is so easy. I actually wrote an ebook, and it's free for people too. I have a free ebook that I have that just makes it so easy. Like there's house numbers all affect you. Every number you have affects you. I loved watching the Super Bowl yesterday.
Oh, really?
Always looking at jersey numbers and how that's affecting their playing and what that means about their life and what kind of challenges and opportunities they're going to take on with those numbers. Just things like that. So, when you see the certain patterns of numbers in a person's life, it tells you what kinds of relationships you need. It tells you how you think, how you feel, how you process your emotions. There's certain numbers that reveal different psychic gifts, such as empathy or clairvoyance or clairaudience or claircognizance. There are certain numbers that reflect people who only need logic and things to be very practical. Every number, I would say it's like, what breed of dog are you?
What?
Dogs. I mean, a Chihuahua is not the same as a Shih Tzu or a Dachshund, or, you know, they all have different. So just like you can tell a personality type of a dog by seeing what kind of breed they are, you can look at your person's numbers and say, oh, this is what they need. This is how they need to communicate. This is what they need to be happy. It's like having an owner's manual. It's particularly good if you have children or a life partner. So, and you know, opposites attract. So people really need to understand like, oh, this person doesn't think like me. They need this. You know, like if you tell an empath, just let it roll off your back. They're going to be like, what? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right. I can't possibly do that. Yeah. So I still don't get how this, the letters of your name or the numbers of your birth help you to tune into the past.
Because it's like, okay, so everybody, so for instance, people with a lot of fours in their chart or their name. Four, it's like the emperor in the tarot. Four is associated with the father. So even if you're a woman, you're going to be very logical, security, grounded. And so you're going to create a life in your early ages you're going to choose a type of parents that are going to give you an opportunity to actually maybe feel a little bit insecure. Oftentimes people with a lot of four in their chart, their fathers weren't there for them, or they passed away when they were early, or maybe they were too authoritative, or their father was like the best in their life and they can never live up to their standard. There's something usually with father energy that's the strongest influence in a person's past when I see the four energy. So, you know, it tells you why, if you look at a person's chart, it will explain why they had certain experiences. And for instance, like there's a number 16, which is a karmic, other numerologists call it a karmic debt number. I don't really see it like that. I see it as a karmic lesson number. When I see a karmic debt number in a chart, I always know this person has had a trauma early on, and it will reveal what kind of trauma. So like I see a 16 in someone's chart, like you're born on the 16th, your life path adds up to a 16. I always know that you have had a fear of things going wrong, or betrayal, or somebody leaving you, or money leaving you, or something. And it's usually reflected in something that happened early in your life, but it also happened in a past life. Because we choose early life experiences that are going to reflect past life experiences that we want to heal. And the numbers will always reveal that. So if you had a 9, very strong in your birth chart, 9 is the number of the old soul. And so as an old soul, you have to learn how to not care about what the group thinks. So you'll have a lot of, you'll most likely have a lot of energy around wanting to take care of people, but also either too much responsibility in family, or feeling like your family just didn't get you, or the people around you just didn't get you. And that's reflected in your number. When I see that 9, I always know there's something. They always have a hard time letting go of the past. They always have to deal with regret. It comes with the number.
Wow.
It shows you what patterns this person needs it shows your potential. It shows where you have the greatest amount of gifts and the greatest amount of challenges, because the potential is greater. So you're going to have a bigger range.
Wow. Okay. So let's just encourage people to call in if they want their numbers read by Carrie. It's 866-472-5792. Again, that's 866-472-5792. Okay. And so also for the future, like you can give people some idea about what is in store for their future.
Yeah.
The same approach, right?
Absolutely. And like I do cosmic weather reports. I do like a monthly video that says that, like 2012, everybody's life fell apart in 2012 in some way or another in great ways. It's like, you know, because 2012, it added up to a 5, and 5 is all about freedom. And so there was either a part of you that said, my life too small. I deserve more. I'm going to go for something bigger. I'm going to rebrand my site. I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to do that. Or you were in relationships that were just too small for you, or you were in homes that were just not right for you. It's a very outgrowing kind of energy. And it happened to everyone last year. And all the numerologists are like, I told you so.
And then 6 is all about love, 2013, right?
Because after all the turmoil that happens in a 5, you know, the universe is benevolent. So they're like, we're going to tear this up and show you what needs to be restructured, because 5 is ultimately about freedom. And then we're going to bring balance and harmony. So this is the year like where everyone's like, I don't know how many, almost everyone resolution list, I need more balance in my life. I need more play. I need more recreation. I'm going to take care of my body, even differently than it was in previous years. You know, I think the last were very much about goals,
mm-hmm.
about balance and peace. There's definitely going to be a baby boom this year, because 6 is shaped like a pregnant woman.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah. I see that. Yeah.
You know, like in tarot, it's the lover's card. So, you know, there's the two go together there. So, so there's definitely going to be more energy around love, self-love, balance. Six is a family number. A lot of people are going to have more family responsibility, whether it's about taking on a baby or caring for their own parents or, you know, wanting to spend more time with your romantic partner. It's all about love and, you know, whereas two is more of the energy of romantic love because it's about two people, you know, six is more about the energy of love in general, about love, bringing parts of yourself together, self-love, love of other people, love of friends. It's just, it's a very social vibration. It's beauty. So the six really, you know, it's all about beautifying yourself, beautifying your life, loving life, all of that. It's more part of the energy of this year. Now it's not all love and butterflies this year because we have some influences, like the 13 influence is about transformation. And we're in the year of the snake, which is also about transformation. And this is different than the transformation of last year, which was more like structures. You know, this is more like inner transformation. This is like the snake, the shedding your skin, shedding those parts of you that no longer serve you and really bringing your life force into the world with more power. So it's a different kind of transformation, but there's a lot of inner work to do. There's a lot of water astrologically this year, but also the number six is very watery, like a pregnant woman, right, too? It's very feminine vibration. Six energy is extremely, you know, when someone has a six in their life chart, they're almost like a pregnant woman. They're hypersensitive. They're hypersensitive to vibration. They have a hypersense of smell. Super psychic, like you can walk into a room and, like, you know, get super emotional. It's almost like we're all going through that energy now. That six energy brings hypersensitivity. And so we also have a lot of water astrologically this year. And so this is all about feelings. This is all about, so it's different than last year, which was more like dramatic, and five is a number of drama. This is more feeling oriented. It's going to be a very emotionally deep year. It's not just like, oh, I just love everybody. This is about how do you have healthy boundaries? How do you nurture yourself? Are your relationships reflecting your nurturing? That kind of thing. So, you know, we also have personal years. So, depending on your own birth date. So yeah, you can definitely use it. It's not so much to predict. Well, you can kind of predict the future. Like I'm saying, there's definitely going to be a baby boom. You know, there's definitely like ripe times for things, but it's more like the way I see a forecast is like a weather forecast. You know, what's the energy? It's like a wave. You know, you don't want to fight the wave. You want to flow with the wave. So if you know what the energy is, you can make the most of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. And okay, so since we're talking about six a little, anyway, the whole idea of loving yourself. Mm-hmm. When everything in life is a direct mirror to loving yourself.
Everything.
So can you explain that?
I would love to explain that. So, okay, so when I look at a person, my ability as a psychic is interesting in the fact that I'm literally reading your subconscious mind. So if you have a belief that, you know, let's say you grew up with parents that fought all the time. And so you have a belief in your head, in your subconscious that says, oh, the minute you get with a man, they're going to make your life worse. It's only going to be miserable, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're carrying around this belief, which is keeping you from what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you beat yourself up and think, I'm such a, you know, like, oh, why don't I have someone? Maybe I don't deserve it or whatever. So as soon as you start healing any belief around yourself that your life has to be limited or punished in some way, then as soon as you start harmonizing these thoughts about yourself, your life immediately changes. you can only attract what you're ready for, and you're going to keep attracting the people, places, and circumstances that mirror what's going on inside of you. I kind of see life as a big, it's like a big hall of mirrors in a way, in the sense that if you have a belief that you have to work really, really hard in order to get anything that you want, you have to prove to the world that you're worthy of having money, that you scrapped and scrapped and scrapped for it and you deserve it. You didn't just get a handout. Well, then you're going to find yourself over and over again in situations where you're being exploited because you have this belief that you have to be showing everyone how hard you're working in order for people to feel okay with the fact that you deserve what you have.
So when interesting. Yeah.
When you clear those beliefs that, oh, I have to prove myself, well, then you no longer have to prove yourself and you will no longer attract those situations in your life. If you believe that you're too fat, that you need to lose weight in order for anyone to love you, then you're going to just keep hiding and never go out there and meet someone like, oh, I have to do this. I have to do this. I have to do this. And a lot of times too, people who put on weight, they actually are afraid to lose it because they had experiences when they were younger where they didn't like attention from the opposite sex or whatever, you know, so they kept it there to protect themselves. So, you know, it's just like people constantly punish themselves. If only I'm like this, then I'll get that. But it has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with your weight. It has nothing to do with the way you look. It's actually the way you're feeling about yourself, because someone else, why couldn't someone love you the way you are? So when you start focusing on the way you are and accepting yourself, then you start accepting more people. You start bringing in more people who do that. And you know, like, you know, if you make a mistake and you're constantly beating up on yourself, like, oh God, I'm such an idiot. Why did I do that? It's usually to protect yourself because you were criticized a lot when you were younger and you just want to prepare for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But say like, oh, it's okay. Everybody does that. I'm just going to let it go. Then you'll see that other people are more forgiving of you too. It's just all a mirror. It's just really like.
That's so cool. That's really cool. It's a good way to look at life. And you can see, you can almost see by your behavior, your thoughts, where the limitations are, where the inhibitions are, if you're really honest with yourself.
Yeah. It's absolutely honest with yourself. And there's not one situation that we act. And, you know, it becomes very problematic when it becomes one of these, like, why bad things happen to good people. But this idea of being good, I think, is one of the worst.
Wow.
Self personally, and a lot of my clients. Do we need to go to commercial?
Well, you can finish the thought. Yeah.
This idea of martyrhood has just taken over our lives, and it's sad that we have to learn lessons about not giving too much. From, you know, it would seem like a nice intention, right?
Right. But it's not balanced.
It's not self-loving.
Right. But, you know, and there's a balance between just being so self-centered.
Oh, you don't want to be like that either. That's
right.
How you came back in this life as a martyr.
Okay, let's break for commercial. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Real Life Solutions, Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you have a child in your life with autism, there may be a lot of questions that you need answered. What if your child has recently been diagnosed? Or maybe you have a question about treatment that your child is currently undergoing. For answers to these and more, tune into Autism Spectrum Radio. Our guests will include parents and experts to discuss current experiences, treatments, and breakthroughs for those living with autism. Listen every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
In your family, what is most important to you? Is it health? Relationships? How about getting along better with your kids or your parents? Maybe it has to do with losing pounds or gaining financially. Whatever the problems you face in your family, you'll want to tune in to Family First with your host, author, and speaker, Randy Rolfe. Since 1985, Randy has become the foremost expert on matters concerning the family, and she can help you. Family First airs live every Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
Okay, you're back with Energy Medicine Optimal Health, and we're talking with Carrie Samuels, who is an intuitive counselor and happiness coach. And we are talking about how everything in life is a direct mirror to loving yourself. Okay, Carrie, do you want to demonstrate numerology using my numbers?
Sure.
Okay. And again, I would really encourage anyone to call in if they want to get their numbers read. And that's 866-472-5792. Okay, so what information do you need?
Your name, first name's fine, and your date of birth. I prefer the year, but if nobody wants to give their year, just add up the year. And I could do it that way. But if I can look at the year you have in 2013, I could do your personal year without getting the year you were born.
Okay, so my birth date is 12/2, and the numbers of my year add up to 19.
Okay. So you, oh, you could probably hear me scribbling. Six life path. So you're actually one of those people that I say are like hyper sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. So you're born on a 2 day, with a 6 life path. So those 2 and 6 both tend to be overgivers. You're like the classic kind of person of the person the people I'm talking about. So a lot of your life lessons are around, especially in romantic relationships, around, oh, you do too much. And then you don't have enough boundaries. And then you're wondering why they, and you don't need to answer this. Then you're wondering like why they don't do it back. And then, you know, a lot of your life lessons have been around. And I actually see in work that you used to do that as well. Were you like a workaholic kind of person?
Well, I still am.
You still are. Yeah. You don't have, you know, you're doing and doing and doing and giving and giving and giving and giving. The 2 and the 6 both teach lessons around that. So you're born on a 2 day with a 6 life path. And part of that too is because those are two of the most very sensitive numbers, and sensitive people always have so much compassion and feel what the other person's feeling that like they'll do anything to avoid criticism because they'll know what it feels like to be criticized. So it's almost like you'll go out of your way to be kind of perfect so you're not criticized. And so this idea of perfect is doing and giving and doing and giving. With the work stuff, now, this is just a little bit beyond numbers. I'm just kind of tuning into you intuitively. I mean, I feel like you got better at being a workaholic, but I feel like you put just a lot of energy into that.
Well, you know, I love what I do. It's hard to pull away when you're loving what you're doing. That's how I sense. It's like,
but I also feel that, a lot of your life lessons around balance, and you need to create balance in your life by, even if you love what you do, just like to make room for more things in your life. I want to look at your name too, because the letters of your name, A is the first letter, and then that's the first letter of the alphabet as well. And then the N, N, and E both add up to 5. So the numbers in your name are 1555. So 1, 5, and 7 are the communication numbers. So it's no surprise that you went into radio. And, you know, the 6 needs to take responsibility for, the 6 needs to be in charge. And with that name, Anne, you know, you need a lot of freedom. And that's too why you love what you do. You know, you want to be in charge and you want to have a certain amount of freedom. Nobody can tell you what to do. It's like you don't want anyone ever to tell you what to do, which is kind of funny. You have like an interesting combination of energy. It's like you don't want anyone to tell you what to do and you're going to be totally independent, but you'll nurture someone and nurture someone, nurture, nurture, nurture. So that kind of independence doesn't always set up for you to be nurtured back.
That's interesting.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I do understand that.
So used to being the one who's independent, in charge, taking care of yourself, that kind of thing. In your identity, that's great. But then does it, you know, there may even be some fears around being supported or, thank you for being vulnerable, by the way, allowing yourself to be right over the air.
Oh, no, that's okay. Yeah. I'm pretty much open in all arenas. So this is no big deal.
There might be some beliefs, like even past life beliefs, like I have to do everything for everyone, but nobody's doing anything for me. And then you may even get disappointed if nobody's doing anything for you, but it's part of your belief system. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but that's what your name and numbers are saying to me.
Okay, so let's give an example of how you would help me or anybody release some of those beliefs or clear those beliefs.
Well, I work with angels and your healing team. It's sort of like a process, you know, mm-hmm.
You can just kind of generally explain the process.
Like I said, I can't do the whole thing here, but for you, you know, like let's say we would crystallize the belief. So if your subconscious mind believes that it's not safe for me to be supported, I need to prove that I'm a good person by doing a lot for other people, then we would release the need to take care of other people. You release your responsibility for other people's happiness. You release the need to put other people's needs in front of yourself. So you would just, you even say it right now. I let go. Are you ready to let that go, Anne?
Yeah, I feel like I have let that go. But yeah, I can release it again. So I release the need for responsibility for others.
Yeah. Never responsible. But I also energetically feel like you let that go, but I don't energetically feel like you let in support. Do you understand? Like, you
mm-hmm.
let-
oh yeah. Yeah, definitely.
That's the first part.
Yeah. But consciously I have set an intention for that.
That's good.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. So then I will test too. Are you, hang on, ready, willing, able. So I get that you are ready to take in support. You're willing to take in support, but you're not able to take it in.
Okay. So try to differentiate that for me.
So if you're not able to take it in, it's kind of like assimilating vitamins. You could take your vitamins, but if your body doesn't want to assimilate it, there could be subconscious. So there's beliefs underneath the belief of being able to.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not the primary reason.
No. There's things underneath there. And I always go back to childhood patterns and, your guide bringing me to your father, actually. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is it okay if I don't want to get too personal.
No, that's okay. Yeah, no, it's fine.
Okay. So was your father kind of torn between like work and family or I kind of feel like he didn't have, he wanted to spend more time or, and didn't get a chance to with family or something like that. Do you understand?
Let's see. He was very involved with the community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he wasn't around a lot, I guess.
Yeah.
On the weekends he was, but not during the week necessarily. He worked full time and then he was very involved with the community in many different aspects.
Really around the family. So see, there's that original thing, like if I'm helping the world, if I'm helping other people, I don't have time for my family.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? So there's this belief that you have to choose between and like having that family support.
Mm-hmm.
So you just want to harmonize your subconscious mind to realize that you can have everything.
Okay. Well, that's good. I can do that.
Yeah. So give me a second here. I just want to actually go into theta to give me a second. So, do we have permission to download you with the feeling of having family support, body, mind, and spirit in every cell of your being?
Yes.
And having a sense of family around you, no matter whether it's soul family or whatever kind of family, can we download you with that feeling of being supported?
Sure.
Intimately? And can we download you with what it feels like to be supported romantically? You probably might already feel that, but let's just download you with that. To be supported romantically, can we download you with that vibration?
Sure.
Your body, mind, and spirit. And just let that go into your cells. Give me a second here. So when I look at you, I see this belief that you can't do it all. It's like you know how you say you're a workaholic and you love it?
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm seeing a belief in you that says, I can't do it all. Like your dad's like, I can't be so involved in the community and still have that level of closeness or have that sense of having time with my family as well. Like I can't do it all.
Mm-hmm.
So pull and release that belief, like you can't do it all, that you can't have everything.
Let's get rid of that one.
Delete it, destroy it in all dimensions and all directions of time, space, and reality. Yeah, that's like the, and I do feel like you got that a lot from your father. And I always felt like your mom was maybe making excuses for him, not making excuses, but like.
She supported him doing that. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And she was also very much like that. But Carrie, we have one more minute. So I'm going to have to close up. And maybe we should have you on another show so we can do some more of this and really get other people to call in. I don't know why this went so fast, but I just want to tell people that, Carrie has a wonderful workshop called Intuitive Living. You can look at that on her website. And she teaches a lot of techniques to develop spiritual sight and, intuitive, connections. And I'm curious about what that is, but I will have to be for another show, I guess. And is there anything else you would like to add, Carrie?
Well, I have a free numerology book. I love, love, love to share that with people. You sign up on my homepage and you get that book downloaded. It's 25 pages. You can look up all of your numbers. It's so much fun, like your house numbers. And there's affirmations on there for each life path. Look up your personal year. And I also do daily numerology updates, daily numerology on my Facebook page. So that's all on my website.
Wonderful. You can visit her at www.carriesamuels.com, and that's K-A-R-I-S-A-M-U-E-L-S. You can get free videos on my website, which is www.energizeforjoy, and also join the Energy Medicine and Optimal Health Facebook page. And thank you very much, Carrie. This was very fascinating. You opened up my eyes and you made me look at myself a little bit differently. And I hope that my life can change in a more balanced way. And I appreciate you helping me with that.
Glad.
So until the next time, live radiantly, everybody.
Radiantly. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley. Please join us again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Thank you again for tuning in.